for Bear Grylls Adventure, The Earthquake Challenge. Written by Bear Grylls and read by Joe Jameson. Fatima felt snuggly and happy in her sleeping bag until she opened her eyes. Then she groaned softly. She'd woken up too soon. The tent was pitch black. Fatima had deliberately not drunk anything after dinner. She had gone to bed a little bit thirsty, just like the night before, when she had slept soundly all through the night. But this time, Fatima's body had other ideas. She needed to wee. Fatima groaned again. It was the middle of the night, but she knew she couldn't wait for morning. She had to go. Outside, camp was completely silent. No voices or music from any of the other tents. The only sound she could hear was her tentmates breathing. Chloe and Sophie were fast asleep. Fatima hadn't told them that at home she still slept with a nightlight on. It kept the dark monsters in her imagination away. Fatima silently unzipped her sleeping bag. She had gone to bed in her trackies and t-shirt. She felt around for her slip-on rubber clogs, her hijab and her hoodie, and put them all on. Last of all, Fatima reached for the torch under her pillow. Then she took a deep breath, unzipped the tent flap, and stood up outside. The torch's tiny little beam wasn't much comfort. It made a circle of light on the ground so that she could see where she was going, but it didn't do much to fight the rest of the darkness. The tent clearing was surrounded by tall trees that looked like black cut-out shapes of giant animals stuck onto the sky. A slow wind made their branches shift and rustle as if the giant animals were muttering to each other.
"See that girl down there? We are going to get her."
Fatima shivered, and not just because the night wind was nippy. It was always like this. She tried to remember what the place looked like in the daylight. She had used that trick before. That way, when the light was gone and the dark closed in, she could tell herself, there isn't really anything nasty out there. Nothing lurking. No giant animals. No dark monsters. That was what she tried to tell herself. But her imagination was always a whole lot more persuasive. Without realizing it, Fatima had started walking a little faster. Her foot bumped against a guy rope, and she almost fell flat on her face. When she stumbled, something jogged in her hoodie pocket, and it took her a moment to remember what it was. Oh yes, the compass. Yesterday, she had made a new friend, a boy called Jack. He had helped her finish the orienteering course. She had been too afraid to go into a dark cave to stamp her clue sheet, and so he had done it for her. He hadn't even asked why. Fatima had been very grateful for that. And he'd rescued her map from a tree hanging over the lake.